You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we kick off the show with a sense of how markets have been moving throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by the VIP client manager at Primex BT, Kiarabile Nonyana, to take a look at market movements and see if we can make sense of them. Tata Nonyana, lovely having you on the show. As always, thanks so much for taking the time. The Rand, 16 Rand 95. I think that's pretty much all we need to be looking at the moment.
I think if you lived only in South Africa and did not interact with the rest of the world, you'd probably be very happy. And you're trying to find which catalysts that are really driving the currency strength. And I think we've had a lot of good things happen. I mean, GDP prints coming in, and the SARB now targeting and anchoring inflation around 3%, getting off the grey list and improving in the debt credibility of our government. And I think these are the things which are essentially would be driving the Rand. But to be perfectly honest, I don't think they are. What's happening is just for the 5 consecutive days, the dollar is just very weak, and that can be seen in the dollar index. So great for us, great for people earning in rands, bad for people earning offshore, but I think it's just a lot of dollar weakness.
Speaking of that US dollar, tomorrow we have jobs numbers, non-farm payrolls numbers, first time we might actually see some data that could move the market since that US shutdown has ended. What are we expecting will come of those numbers, and is the market kind of trying to anticipate that, and perhaps that's what we're seeing in the dollar so far?
Yeah, I think, you know, looking at the jobless numbers which came today, and it's also the private payrolls data, when you look at the minutiae of the numbers, what you're seeing is there's actually no hiring and there's no firing. So I think truly the government numbers are probably going to show the same thing. So what that really entails is that there's still a lot of confidence in the labor market, or it's unmoved. So do I anticipate that there will be a number tomorrow that's going to be so weak that it gets the Fed to move? No, I do not believe that, because from the private numbers that we're getting, as I said, there's no hiring, there's no firing. But what is really concerning is just the wage growth at the moment, which shows that what might actually filter through into the economy in terms of consumer sentiment and spending might be less going into next year, which might really let the Fed to think, actually, it's not the labor we must worry about, but the performance of the economy.
What does that performance then do for equity markets? I mean, the US markets at the moment are slightly in the red. Asian markets were a bit of a mixed bunch. South African markets continue to be a bit of a mixed bunch as well, depending on which side of the day resources kind of have at the moment. But what does the expectation of the US market then do for the valuations we're seeing on US stocks and potentially the performance of US stocks?
I think the market is grappling with the fact that reality does not seem like reality. I think when you're taught finance, you're taught that a forward PE, which is lower, means a stock is cheaper, meaning that there's more value to be enhanced. But there's an argument I'm making amongst my colleagues and your one, that I think mean valuations have gone up. And when I look at the forward trailing PEs of the Mag 7, they're the cheapest they've been in 3 years. Yes, value, the forward PEs are sitting at 22 for NVIDIA, which is the second cheapest of the Mag 7. But this is a company that's sitting on a $500 billion forward order book, which means they're sitting on potential revenue already without looking at future prospects of growing revenue. What these Mag 7 are having is actually too much cash on their balance sheets. They're actually stuck without knowing what they're going to do with the cash on their balance sheets. And I think with the culture in the US not distributing cash on balance sheets to shareholders, I think that's what really is affecting what reality is for investors versus what they have been taught.
Yeah, when we look at the local markets, they seem to have no problem returning value to shareholders depending on what it is that the companies are going through. Do we anticipate that this will likely continue going into the new year, understanding that some of these companies would have been able to put themselves in quite a good position with the performances of the markets over this year?
I was doing a calculation and I was looking at the forecasted earnings of the top 40 companies. And we it somehow works out that we also have this magnificent 10 companies, and the majority of them are miners. And what miners are doing right now is that they're so cash accretive at the moment, and they don't mind declaring dividends and declaring special dividends. But what also is quite concerning with miners is, and I learned this from listening to Wayne over the years, he always says at the top of a commodity cycles, miners usually make bad decisions. So we are, when I look at forward forecasting of earnings, I do anticipate that there's going to be a lot of cash flush a balance sheet next year, specifically the miners, and that's going to be distributed to shareholders. The problem that I'm starting to pick up since November is that investors right now are going ahead of the momentum, meaning they're looking at banks, consumer staples, and basic materials to get ahead of that valuation before the sector rotation. But when I'm looking at the 10-day moving averages of the top 40 companies, what you're still seeing is a lot of money going into platinum and a lot of money going into gold. So even today, when you see a sell-off, it's just temporary.
Yeah, when we talk about rotations, these rotations can happen fairly quickly, as we've seen, depending on what's happening in the markets. And at the moment, yes, as you rightly mentioned, commodities are still finding a lot of favor with investors, and we're nowhere near the top of this market for what many might call an extensive bull run, potentially a bull run that could last us several years. How does that then position the thought process going into 2026?
I think when you look at what has been driving commodity prices, base metals have gone nowhere for the whole year. When you look at aluminium, you look at iron ore, the only one which has really topped out has been copper. But it's been precious metals which have been driving prices of commodities. And the one precious metal has been gold. So everything that's been keeping gold higher, has it changed? I think not, because when you look at implied inflation in the US Fed fund rate, it's sitting between 2.19 and 2.32, meaning it's not far off the 2% that the Fed is looking at keeping inflation around. So does that give them room to keep on cutting rates going into 2026? When you look at the dot plot, they have a lot of space to still cut rates. So lower rates mean that non-interest yielding gold still will have a lot of value. So right now, you'd have to go back to platinum. Platinum, I do not believe it will have the stellar year that it's had, because I just think there were just supply shocks and stockpiling issues which happened in and around May, which caught the autocatalytic converter utility out. And really, that's what drove the price of palladium, rhodium, and platinum going into the end of the year.
Yeah, before I let you go, I want to take a look at an announcement from the team at Brimstone Investments. They sold off some of their Oceana Group stake, some 11.5, almost 12 million shares at around 53 Rand a share, around 630 odd million Rand coming their way. Interesting time to be lightening your exposure to certain assets, especially if we look at the fact that Oceana's latest results pointed to a strong performance. Any thoughts on that?
I think with Oceana's results, it's almost like a commodity play, because you get these once-off black swan events. But there's so many interrelated variables that go into the price of stuff like fish oils, and as well as supply of really high expensive mackerel into the European area. So right now, I think valuations have topped out, and I think there are better investments right now on the JSE than being in Oceana, which is really a basic material and a commodity play.
Certainly some interesting developments from the market's perspective. Equity markets performing one way, currencies performing another way, and commodities somewhere in between. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the VIP client manager at Prime XBT, Kiarabuile Nonyana, for joining us to take a look at market movements and what we make of them.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.